بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه says that once رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم held him by his hand, and رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم expressed his love to معاذ رضي الله تعالى عنه, and then he said, يا معاذ, I'm going to teach you a dua that you must never leave out after every person. It's a very important dua, معاذ. Learn the dua, and after every salah you must pray. What was the dua? اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. What does it mean? اللهم أعني, you have just fulfilled the greatest ibadah, but then you don't attribute its fulfillment to yourself. So what do you say? اللهم أعني على ذكرك. Oh Allah, you help me remember you. The greatest form of remembrance of Allah is salah. And he says, this Allah teaches us that Allah gave us the tawfiq to perform one salah. We don't know if we will have the tawfiq to perform the next salah. So we shouldn't rely on our own spirituality or piety or ability. So you say, Allahumma a'inni. Oh Allah, help me. A'inni. Help me ala dhikrik. To remember you. Wa ala shukrik. And to thank you. One of the greatest forms of expressing appreciation and gratitude to Allah is what? Through salah. Salah also is an expression of thanking Allah. So Allah, أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. And when you do your salah, you don't want to just do it for the sake of doing it, or just go through the motions. That's why you ask Allah for the third thing. وعلى حسن عبادتك. Oh Allah, allow me to worship you in the best way. It must be a perfect ibadah. So three things. We make dua for after every salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, what a moment to make these three dua. Allahumma أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Now that grant of the Muslims.